Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a little something I'm going to call the 2015 Piers Pioneer Football Preview Show here on You Are There Sports. This is brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisvilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Well, we're going to take a rundown of the big changes that are happening in high school football as we head into the opener this weekend with the Annandale Cardinals in town to face the Piers Pioneers. A lot of changes off the field instituted by the Minnesota State High School League. So we're going to start our breakdown with that. We'll come back. We'll talk about all the changes you're going to see off the field and how they'll reflect on how you watch the high school football game throughout this upcoming 2015 Piers Pioneer football season. I'm Rick Grammond. This is YouAreThereSports.com, available online. Whenever there's a Pioneer sporting event going on, more than likely, I'm going to be there, and you can be there as well if you can't attend in person. All you have to do is, boy, if you're at home, turn on your computer. It's very easy to find. It's www.sfmsports.net. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, M as in Mike, sports.net. Then you go to that. It'll bring you to that website, and you'll look on the far right, and there's a Listen Live tab. I'm Channel 3. There's five or six channels, I believe, there, but I'm Channel 3. Click on that. Boy, and there you'll see my homepage right there. If you're on a mobile device, whether an iPad, an iPhone, or what have you, all you've got to do, if you don't already have it, is download the free TuneIn app from your app store. So get the TuneIn app installed, and then just search for sfmsports.net, and you'll see Channel 3. Click on that. Put that in your favorite so it's just a one-touch, or save it to your screen, and you'll have one-touch access to me throughout the remainder of the fall, the winter, the spring, the Victory League season, year-round access to the best coverage out there. Your true home for Pioneer Sports is You Are There Sports. So we're going to take our first break. We'll come back, and we will discuss the changes, rules for high school football that have been changed that you'll notice, and the restructuring of high school football from what we know it to what it is today here on You Are There Sports. That's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and You Are There Sports.
Okay, we're back on our 2015 Piers Pioneer Football Preview Show here on You Are There Sports. Let's now talk about some new rule changes that you are going to see implemented throughout the upcoming fall sports season. Now, these are on-the-field rule changes that will have an effect pretty noticeably in some regards. First of all, obviously, player safety utmost concern, and a lot of the rule changes have direct correlation to protecting these youngsters out on the football field. Let's talk about Spearing, the definition of spearing has been revised. It is the Illegal Helmet Contact Act of Spearing, now defined as an act by any player initiating contact against an opponent at the shoulders or below with the crown top portion of his helmet. It used to be head-to-head, but now, boy, they're saying even shoulders or below, they'll call that for spearing. So take a look at that. The roughing the passer penalty, they've kind of cleaned up that one as well. It used to be an automatic first down, no longer. It is not an automatic first down when it's just a 5-yard incidental face mask. Obviously, if it's the big one, the 15-yard penalty, then it is an automatic first down, but not anymore on an incidental 5-yard face mask penalty, no longer an automatic first down. But here's the big rule change that we're going to see on the field, and it's directly related to player safety, and most notably happens on special teams, kickoffs, and punt returns. Now, they're going to say that unnecessary roughness provisions are being expanded. And to, I guess, put this in layman's terms or the best way to explain it to you, we've all seen that highlight film, whether it's on a Saturday in college football, in the NFL, even, boy, Cody Varner did it to a kid from Bram. Craig Lubertz has done it. We've had a lot of Pioneers be actually pretty good at this, which is now going to be outlawed and draw a 15-yard personal foul penalty. And that's that crackback block where, you know, a kid is kind of running downfield focused on the ball, or the kick returner, punt returner, just doesn't have his head on a swivel, so to speak, and looking around, and all of a sudden somebody comes out of basically nowhere and just catches him and de-cleats him, is the phrase. And you'll hear a lot of oohs and ahs, and it's on almost every postseason highlight reel that teams put together. But now that is a penalty, and it'll be a personal foul penalty. That old crackback block is no longer going to be allowed. That'll be a 15-yarder now. So those are the major penalties, our major rule changes that will be enforced now in this upcoming fall sports season. There's a couple of other ones that we might see maybe once, maybe twice at the most, I would say. A dead ball penalty enforcement, some free kick formations. I don't remember if we've ever seen a free kick in my coverage time. Also, if there's a referee error on the number of downs, if it's third or fourth down and they make a mistake before they run the next play, they can stop it and change it, and some kind of clerical stuff that officials can take care of too. But those major ones are the no crackback, the spearing, and the incidental face mask on the quarterback roughing the passer is no longer the automatic first down. Those are the major rule changes that are coming up. Now, off the field, Minnesota State High School League put together a committee during the offseason. A lot of studies, a lot of people that know a lot about high school football got involved in this. Coaches, athletic directors, administrators, staff on the Minnesota State High School League. And, you know, they spent a lot of time coming up with an idea that, well, we need to be able to get teams an 8-game schedule, because realistically, in the last several years, and I think this is predominantly driven by the big metro schools, the Eden Prairies, the Wayzetas, and so on, teams were basically shying away from putting them on their schedule just because they're so big, so physical, and so good that those teams were having trouble getting, you know, a full 8-game schedule. And what they would do, a couple of years ago, Eden Prairie sent two, they got enough players, they sent two teams up to Winnipeg and played two games in Winnipeg. Wayzata has traveled out of state. Teams have traveled to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Becker, I know, hosted a team, I believe, from the St. Louis area a couple of years back. So, I mean, teams are doing anything possible just to get a full 8-game regular season schedule. Well, the State High School League said that's ridiculous. We need to reevaluate how we allow teams to be grouped together. You know, they have them in sections, which is the playoff vernacular, and which basically still holds true. That really didn't change. The playoff classifications still hold true. Nothing really changed there except for some reshuffling of teams. but not so much as far as the old conference schedules, the old late conference down in the cities that was down to like five teams. So how are they going to end up either playing out-of-state teams or they play maybe the same team twice in one season? Who wants that? You know, once you see an opponent once, you know, unless you see him again in the playoffs, who wants to see them twice in one year? That's no fun. So State High School League and all that committee got together and hashed things out, came up with a plan that they would put together large pods of schools, similar sizes, geographic. They took into account longstanding rivalries, and basically they said, okay, we are going to keep the seven classes of football. It still is nine-man, Class A, AA, AAA, 4A, 5A, and the big schools, the top 32 enrollment schools, are still the 6A. However, with this new structure, basically, there are no more conferences in high school football. They've been replaced by 18 individual districts. Now, for example, Piers was placed in what is going to be called the Mid-State District. Now, those of you that have been around Pioneer football for a long time, mid-80s or so, back around that time, there used to be a Mid-State Conference that the Pioneers were a part of. Well, same name, different animal here, Mid-State District. And in that Mid-State District, along with Piers, 23 other schools make up. So it's a 24-school pod making up this district. You've got West Central area. These are some of the smaller schools. Like I mentioned, you're going to have a range of enrollment schools and geographic location schools. So you're going to have West Central area, which is Elbow Lake, Wendell Barrett area, the Upsala Swanville area, Royalton, Parker's Prairie, Kimball, Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sunburg, Browerville, Eagle Valley, Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa, Yellow Medicine East, which is down in Granite Falls, Sauk Center, Morris area, Chicago, Alberta, Montevideo, Minnewaska, Bold, Benson, Atwater, Cosmos, Grove City, Rockford, Piers, Painesville, Melrose, Maple Lake, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, Holdingford, Eden Valley, Watkins. All those schools make up one district, and there are 18 of those districts rotating around the state of Minnesota. But our district is the Mid-State District. Now, within that district, it's broken down into sub-districts, which basically, in another terminology, would be your conference. So with 24 teams, they break it down into three different sub-districts. So now you've got three 8-team sub-districts within one 24-team district. Make sense? 8 times 3, 24. There you go. So Piers, and really, there's a little bit of a shuffle, but a lot of the old Central Minnesota Conference remains intact with this realignment, and I think that was one of the goals. They wanted to hold on to a lot of those rivalries that have been established over the years. So Piers is still going to play Eden Valley Watkins, they're going to play Holdingford, they're going to play Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, they're going to play Maple Lake, they're going to play Rockford, but they're not going to play Kimball. They are not going to play Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa. Those are Class A schools, and they got moved down into the third sub-district of our district, and they're now grouped with Browerville, Eagle Valley, Kirkhoven, Parker's Prairie, Royalton, Upsala, Swanville, and West Central. So they kept those smaller schools together to bring, you know, so the BBEs and the Kimballs aren't playing AAA schools, because Holdingford is now a AAA school, Rockford is a AAA school, Piers is a AAA school, Melrose is a AAA school. So, you know, they're just trying to streamline like enrollments together. So Piers now has a sub-district of Melrose and Painesville joining us, and Kimball and BBE are gone. So if you want to think of it still in the terms of conference, our conference, so to speak, now is Piers, Rockford, Painesville, Melrose, Maple Lake, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, Holdingford, and Eden Valley Watkins. Not that big a change, right? So we're losing two teams that last year were a combined, I think, 1-17 between Kimball and BBE, and the one win, they beat each other. So that was the one win, whereas the two replacements, pretty big upgrade for the Pioneer schedule. You got Melrose, which went to the section final, losing to New London Spicer. That was the game, right, if you remember back to last fall, down at Husky Stadium when Piers played Cathedral. Well, the game right before that was Melrose, New London Spicer. So Melrose comes into our district as a section runner-up last year. And Painesville also was a section finalist. They lost in their section final to eventual AA runner-up Bold. So two pretty good programs coming in to our sub-district. Now, the Pioneers open Saturday with Annandale. Well, Annandale, they are not in our sub-district. They are not in our district at all. And you say, well, that doesn't make sense after all that you just explained to us. But that was one of the things where they wanted to keep rivalries going. And Piers opened last year, remember, at Malacca. Well, Malacca isn't in our district either. So either way, we weren't going to have a true district opponent. So you look for other schools that have openings. We've had a history with Annandale. We've played them a number of times in past season openers, and they had an opening, we had an opening. So Annandale is coming to Piers to open the season sometime on Saturday, and whether, who knows, it's originally scheduled for 7. Don't be surprised if that isn't moved up due to some weather concerns there, but we'll keep you posted on that. That's a whole different animal, but that's how Piers and Annandale hook up. And then the rest of the schedule pretty much is the Pioneers going then right into their district or conference schedule. They'll be at Maple Lake in week 2. They'll be home to that new team, the Melrose Dutchmen, in week 3. And that's all before school. And that's the next thing we're going to talk about is why are we playing 3 games before school? Well, so Melrose will be here on September 4th. That's a Friday. And school starts after Labor Day Tuesday. And the first school week game will be on September 11th, Friday at Eden Valley Watkins. Then the 18th, we're back home, Howard Lake Waverly Winsted. Then we go down to Painesville on the 25th. Homecoming this week is week 7. And that'll be October 2nd. Rockford will be the homecoming opponent for the Pioneers. And then we wrap up the regular season at Holdingford on Friday, October 9th. Now, another little bit of a subtle change is, remember how we always used to end the regular season on that MEA Wednesday and have a short week, and then we go into playoffs on a Tuesday? Well, with the new structuring, the Prep Bowl being played at TCF Bank Stadium for the second year in a row, and the unavailability of either the Metrodome, which is now gone and being replaced by the new Viking Stadium, State High School League says availability, and Prep Bowl's always been played traditionally on Thanksgiving weekend. And so with the availability of TCF Bank, they got to play the Prep Bowl 2 weeks before Thanksgiving this year. That's why the whole shooting match got moved up. There's no scrimmage week this year. So as in years past, we would have week of practice, scrimmage, week of practice, game. That was a 3-week lead into our season opener. But then, with everything being kind of compartmentalized, shrunk, they threw out that scrimmage week. We've always gone to Sartell, seen Albany, seen a very good Sartell a couple of times. Twin Cities Metro Schools came in. You know, so you'd see some different teams, and you'd give a chance to sort things out and take a look at what you've had to work with and actually see a different opponent, which is as much value as anything. Guys are tired of hitting each other after 2 weeks of practice, and to see somebody in a different colored uniform is kind of nice too. But so that's all out the window. There's no scrimmage. They're going to go right from practice into game conditions. It's only for this year, though. We're going to revert. Everything's going to go back next year once the Prep Bowl is held in the new Viking Stadium for the first time. Everything will go back to basically what it was schedule-wise. As far as timing, you're going to have your 2 weeks, then a scrimmage, and then get into your regular season, and then basically the Prep Bowl is going to be back to that Thanksgiving weekend. That's the goal. But just due to availability of facilities, it's just a matter of fact that this year football has its earliest start ever, and 3 Pioneer football games will be played before school even opens for classes. After Labor Day, the 2 home games this weekend with Annandale and Friday, September 4th with Melrose. Now, all games scheduled for 7 o'clock kickoffs. All right. I think that pretty much explains what what is going to be happening. I know Coach Polkamp is going to join us here in just a little bit. Coach Sayre, the defensive coordinator, is also going to join us here on this 2015 Piers Pioneer Football preseason preview show. And we'll take a break. And now I think I've got you up to speed on rule changes and rescheduling of districting and so on. Still going to be all conference awards. Still going to be, they're just going to be called all district awards. So all that postseason stuff is still going to be in place, just by a different name. So we're going to come back and we're going to get started with the coach, Coach Polkamp, entering his 30th year at the helm of the Pioneers. He's going to join us when we come back. It's the Piers Pioneer preseason show right here on You Are Their Sports.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Save without settling at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and get a new device whenever you want, once your old device is paid off. No money down for qualified customers. Plus, for a limited time, join Verizon and get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase on Verizon. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, located on the east side of Little Falls.
New smartphone device payment activation and port-in required, subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. See VZW.com. Bill credit takes up to 2 to 3 cycles.
See how nothing works?
All right, we're being joined now by the head coach of the Piers Pioneers on the Pioneer preseason preview on You Are Their Sports. And Coach Leo Polkamp joins me here. And, Coach, you begin your 30th year at the helm of the Pioneers. Always exciting. I don't care if it was 30 years ago or here 30 years later to get this opener underway.
Yeah, you know, you're always excited. I think kids worked hard to be where they're at right now, and there's a lot of excitement in the air. You can see in practice, we've had good practice because the seniors know what it takes to be there. We have a lot of returning experience coming back, and for my 30th year, you can ask for a better group of kids coming back. Not just started last year, but some of these kids started as sophomores, Rick, and that just means that they know what it's about. They know how to prepare themselves for a game Saturday night, and now they know what it takes to run a good practice. You know, we can tell them what to do, but they're the ones that put out the effort, and so far in these 2 weeks plus our camp, the kids are doing what they need to get done.
I know for a long time, and probably as long as you've been coaching, one of the big things, big tenets of your belief system is you win with seniors.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, we're going to be senior dominated this year, and I like that because it's their last year. It means the most to them. Juniors will follow along, and they can help you win, which can happen as the case. But I'm one of those that if they can help you out in any way possible, they're out on the field. You know, you start out, and I always say I used to have two captains, and 1 year I had both captains get hurt, and I says, I don't have a captain in the field. And then I went to four because I wanted those captains out on the field and the games on the line. I want my seniors out on the field and the games on the line because that means the most to them.
Let's start before we get into personnel and looking at the season. Your coaching staff returns intact, even some young blood coming back, former Pioneers helping you out.
Yeah, you know, we lost a good one in Corey Egan. I was really hated to see him go. He knew our system. He knew our players. He coached them in other sports, wrestling, baseball. We hated to see him go. And I said the flag is flying at half mast when he lost Corey. Scott Harrell now is coming back. He played for us. He did some coaching for us, and he coached at Apollo for a little bit when he was going to school. It was closer. And he knows our system. He's with the ninth grade. Coach Damon now is back helping us out. He's kind of he's been away from the game for a little bit, but Dean knows football very well, so he's coming in and helping us. So we got a veteran staff, and I said at one time we have five of our coaches who have been a head coach in one sport, or not just football, but in basketball, baseball, whatever. And I says that's experience, and I think that helps. It really is. They know, and all the coaches, Andy Leidenfrost is helping out. Mark Wozniak is a new guy, and he's starting to learn the system. So experience-wise, we got a very veteran staff and a very good coaching staff. They work hard.
The big news during the transition from 2014 to 2015, Minnesota State High School League instituted what they call district scheduling, district blocking, whatever you want to call it, grouping teams of similar geographic school enrollments, basically doing away with the conference schedules, all in an attempt to allow teams, predominantly I think the big metro schools, to get their eight games in without having to travel to Winnipeg or St. Louis or Upper Peninsula of Michigan, what have you. But your thoughts and your opinion on this new look for high school football?
Well, at first I said, why would you change conferences that have formed rivalries and have formed good relationship with coaches and ADs working together? And I thought that was a negative part of it. But I also looked at Kimball and BB's side. You know, we are now 3A. Holdingford is a 3A. Rockford's a 3A. And they're 1A school. It's very not fair to them. Districts got back to putting schools playing against schools your own size. You know, it all started because the teams are running away from Wayzata and Eden Prairie, and they could not fill their schedule. They're going up to Canada. I mean, that's the good part about it. We pick up Painesville, who's a 2A school. We pick up Melrose, who's a 3A school. Our schedule will probably be a little bit more fair, you know, for all the teams. Eden Valley is still a 2A school. If they were 1A, I would feel bad for them. We tried to keep some rivalries intact. I said I wanted to keep Eden Valley on the schedule, Holdingford on the schedule, and even Maple Lake on the schedule. We formed some good relationships with those guys. So I think it's probably fair to the kids. It's fair to all the schools, I should say, because now they're going to be playing. BB and Kimball now will play teams in 1A. They'll play Royalton. Well, Royalton's 2A now, but they'll be playing more 2A and 1A schools, which is fair to them. So it's a good thing, Rick.
And with the upgrade, basically, and schedule, you know, I'm figuring it out last year with, Annandale was kind of down last year, but they play in a really tough, that Wright County Conference, or they used to. You know, we played Mille Lacs last year. They won one game, and Annandale's coming off a two-win season. But you look at the addition of Melrose, who was a section finalist, lost to New London Spicer in the game before us down at Husky Stadium last winter or fall. And then you've got Painesville, who made it to the section finals, losing to Bold, who was the AA runner-up last year. That's a big upgrade over a BBE Kimball, a 17-3 combined record with those two, as opposed to 1-17 for the two that are no longer on the Pioneer schedule.
Yeah, you know, and then they thought about all the things, the safety of, you know, and the numbers. You just, every school, generally bigger school, you know, obviously they got the enrollment to be able to, you know, to stay at the top. And I would say, you know, BBE has been very, very competitive. They beat us two out of the last 4 years. We were in a state tournament 2 years, and they beat us both those years. So they're competitive. Kimball right now is struggling. I know they went through a number of coaches, and they're trying to get kids out. For them, this is going to be a great thing. Not a good thing, a great thing, because now all of a sudden they can go down, and they're not going to get beat up by peers and Holdingford, who are 3A schools right now. So districts right now, it's going to take a while for the fans. Coaches, when we first heard about it, we were doubting, and now I see it can be good for schools, especially if they're in a conference and they're the smallest school in the conference and they can't compete. This should help them out.
People are still going to be able to look and see, though, that you're still going to have your sub-district standings. You're going to be able to look at that. Postseason awards, are they going to be, instead of all conference, will they just be now all sub-district type of thing?
Yes, they already talked about that. You know, they're going to vote for best lineman in the conference, best running back. So they're going to have everything for the kids, not that they're going to play. We're totally away from conference. They're going to be in all districts. So it's just a different name. You know, years ago, it used to be when come playoffs, we played districts and then sections. And people say, well, what was this districts about? Well, now it's subsections. Replace district. So it's terminology. They'll figure it out. We're going to have the program we hand out so the fans can read about it and stuff like that. And they'll figure it out. It'll just take them a year or two.
The other change is the moving up of the season now. No scrimmage week in Sartell, so you don't have that opportunity to, like we are going to talk with Dan Sayre, to sit down after Saturday, look at film, see here's what we need to adjust, here's where we might have some weak points, here we might be able to exploit something that's really better maybe than we thought. It really kind of puts everybody in the same boat, albeit a tough boat.
Yes, and that's part of our first thing. It says we can only get these kids on a Monday, the 10th of August, and 2 weeks later playing a game all out. I said the safety of the kids. And then we thought about it, and right away Coach Dave Russell and I, we sat down and says, well, we're going to have our camp at the end of July. We're going to accelerate the kids. We put the pads on them, which we were allowed to do. And we went out there and started running plays against the bag. So we basically made up that lost week. Then they shut us down for a week, and then we were able to pick back up. So we adapted. And I think now we're going to get into – we're playing a Saturday game. Now we'll – then once we get into regular, we're going to have seven Friday nights in a row, which will start to get the kids in the flow of the routine of regular – our regular high school schedule. So it just came up really fast. It'll be a little bit maybe sloppier, you know, because usually scrimmages, we clean up a lot of things. We used to not only a scrimmage on Saturday, but come back with a passing scrimmage to really get, you know, but we're lucky at Rick this year because the experience we have coming back, maybe it's going to be a benefit to us rather than maybe a school that has to start all over.
What was the condition of the guys coming into camp here? You know, you ask guys to kind of get ready a little bit. It's no longer a chance to get guys in wind sprints and all that stuff. You're going deep into the playbook right away with a short week.
A lot of these kids are active during the summer playing baseball. They're doing something, you know. I thought overall our condition was pretty good. You know, you're never getting game shape until you play games, you know. And I was concerned about we have some good-sized linemen who can move pretty good. And they both have, a couple have asthma, you know, how that going to play into effect. You know, we might have to spell them a little bit here. And I think overall I was pleased with our conditioning. And you don't get kids in game shape in 2 weeks' time. We're going to have to play ourselves into shape. And we conditioned. We did everything we did over past years. Now we just got to hope it's good enough.
You bring back three starters on the offensive line, you know, that's 60% of your front five. Talk about how you're going to fill in those other two losses.
Well, we took two good athletes, two tough kids, two fullbacks, and move them to guards, and they've been very receptive. That really tells me about their team-oriented team. Logan Stangle was our starting fullback, and Capster came in and played some fullback too. And they're just good football players. Then we got Noah Bozer at fullback. He says, I got three potentially all-conference players, and only two are going to be out in the field. One going to be out in the field and two standing next to me. And I went and asked them in the spring, would they be willing to do it? And they both shook their head. And I think they're going to be very, very good players. And that's the key to our football in Piers is developing a good line. And three-fifths of it's coming back. We got to find the other two-fifths. Comet's back at one tight end. He's going to be fine. And then we got to find another one. It'll probably be Colton Eichens right now. So if we can develop up front, we got some very capable backs of carrying the ball.
Aaron Weber will replace Ethan Lochner as your starting quarterback. He's going to have some, you know, you talk about the running backs behind him. You know, a kid like Johnny Casper's back. You mentioned Noah Bozer. Lane Gertz is back there.
Nick Harold,
Derek Hall. You know, you got some talent in the backfield, but he's going to have some weapons to throw to a Michael Meyer. You know, a Nick Harold, you know, can flank out Colton Eichens. You mentioned Matt Cummett. I mean, so teams aren't going to be able to put maybe eight guys in the box at all times.
And that's what I like, Rick, is now we're not going to be so one-dimensional. I think teams came in and said, well, we got to shut down Robbie Skiba because he's just a great running back, and he's, you know, there's no doubt about it. People saw him run. Now, you know, you're going to shut down Johnny. We still have Lane. We still have Noah Week, and we can throw the ball. We have a lot of offensive weapons, like you had said, and you're going to see us in our bone set. We still like to run the football. We always will. That's our, you know, that's what we do best. But all of a sudden now we get third and 10. We can go to the deuce set and feel very comfortable about picking that up. Aaron Weber has done a nice job at quarterback. He took a lot of snaps with the first unit in practice last year. Now he's been taking just the majority of snaps, and now we're developing Preston Rushwell behind him, you know. But Aaron Weber right now looks good. He's throwing the ball well. He knows this offense so well. He's like having another coach on the field. And Ethan was a smart kid, too. Your quarterbacks have to be that guy out in the field that knows what's going on. It starts with him.
And I would imagine Aaron, you know, being a shortstop pitcher in baseball, he's got decent arm strength, I would think, that you can stretch the field a little bit. Obviously a very smart kid, you know, with the short passing game. But if you need to go up top, you know, like his brother Michael, he could probably air it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's got a nice arm, very accurate arm. And one thing that I saw with Aaron, I saw it in the JV game, he doesn't always get the best protection at that level because, you know, teams are blitzing and so on. He is able to find that second and third receiver. You give him time, and say our primary receiver's covered, he'll look to the second, he'll look to the third. That's one thing that I've been very impressed with him so far. Obviously, he's done against the JV level, but I see that in his skill set that he can look one's covered, go to the second and third receivers. That is going to be a big advantage for us.
Three parts of a football game: offense, defense, and special teams. You know, you bring back a lot of talent in special teams as well. You're going to have Lane back as your kicker. I think probably Eric Stuckmeyer will probably fill the punting role for you. I mean, you're going to be able to do some things there that, you know, field goals are an option if you stall out on a drive deep in territory.
Yeah, you know, we got the snapper back. We got Capster, who's a long snapper. He snaps for punts and for extra points. Aaron's our holder, and Lane. Those guys have been together for 2 years now. They were, you know, at least Aaron has been, and Brett was snapping. Eric Stuckmeyer did a nice job in JV, and he's going to be probably replacing Ethan Luckner. We don't like the punt, Rick, you know, but I think he'll be fine there. And, you know, and we have the return people, Nick Carroll and Michael Meyer back on punt returns. You know, we got Lane and Johnny, those guys on kickoffs. So we have a lot of skill set coming back on special teams, which are, some people say, 20-30% of a game.
Well, obviously, I think expectations very high. I think not only from the outside looking in, but I think within the Pioneer locker room, you're looking at, hey, this could be something pretty special here in 2015.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we're very optimistic. And like I said, if somebody could tell me at the beginning of the year we're going to keep everybody healthy, I says we're going to be in the thick of things. You just can't lose Aaron Weber. You can't lose a Johnny Casper. You can't lose a David Skiba. And nobody. I don't want to lose anyone. And last year, we, for the most part, stayed pretty healthy. We lost Johnny and Michael in one game, the very first game against second game against Maple Lake. And all of a sudden, then we're scrambling. We had to put Noah, who was a natural linebacker, back to corner, and Lane Gertz had to come in. And they did a nice job. We were able to keep rolling. And then when they got back, we stayed healthy the rest of the way. If somebody could tell me we're going to be healthy, Rick, I would say, bring it on. You know, that's kind of the way we're looking. And those kids are playing with so much confidence. And they're talking. Their goals are high. You know, we got Annandale new in a section. They don't care. They just know that once we come playoffs, it's a whole new season. But right now, with the new districts, there's a few new teams along the way. We're going to go out and try and win that district championship first, get yourself the number one seed, which would be a bye, and then go from there.
Coach, it's going to be an exciting 2015. I'm sure you're excited to walk the sidelines a little more pain-free. You're back into good shape on the field?
Yeah, that's one thing. I knew I had to have my hip replaced. It went well, and I had it done in the springtime. If I'm going to be coaching in the fall, I needed to get that taken care of, and it feels good. And excited to be back with the kids. They keep me young. And you know what? They're fun to coach. This group of kids, you know, they're oozing with confidence, and it's fun to coach kids like that because they're listening. And they don't know what all. They even though you might think they still listen and they're coachable.
Coach, good luck in 2015.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Leo Polkamp on the Piers Pioneer Preview.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Polkamp with us here as he took time out of his busy schedule to sit down with me, and appreciate that. We're going to check in with Dan Sayre. One thing that Coach Polkamp did allude to there was right at the end, he mentioned Annandale. This is not a district game, but it is a section game. Annandale is now in Piers' postseason section, so they replaced Aitken in Section 5-3A. You know, this is Piers' third season as a AAA school, and they've won the Section 5-3A title in both prior years, so they're looking to three-peat here this year, but you add an Annandale and take out an Aitken, so you've still got a seven-team section with Annandale, Foley, Malacca, Mora, Piers, Pine City, and St. Cloud Cathedral making up Section 5-3A. So although this is not a district game coming up on the season opener this weekend on Saturday, it is important as far as section seeding time. So there is plenty to play for against those Annandale Cardinals this weekend. We're going to take a focused look at the defensive side of the football. Pioneer football has been built on tough, tough defenses over the many, many years of their great success. And we're going to talk with the architect of the 2015 Pioneer defense. Defensive coordinator Dan Sayre joins us when we come back. You're listening to the Piers Pioneer 2015 preseason preview. It's brought to you by Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, the Piers Fire Department Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers School District, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon Wireless retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, and Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, as well as Gertz Concrete. So we'll come back. We'll check in with defensive coordinator Dan Sayre right after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. for a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process, or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2015-16 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 19th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers!
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Rejoining me now here on the Pioneer preseason preview is the defensive coordinator for the Pioneers. That's Dan Sayre. And Coach, boy, like everything else, everything is compartmentalized and shortened up here. How has the preparations been on the defensive side of the ball getting ready for your season opener coming up Saturday night with Annandale?
Rick, we're very pleased where we're at right now. You know, we had our four-day camp about 3 weeks ago. Of course, we got eight guys coming back on defense and about two or three other guys played a lot. As of right now, I'm very, very pleased with what we have in. I'm very, very coachable group. We've been talking all year as a coaching staff. Great group of kids right now, and they're really, really handling everything that we're throwing at them. And we just need to play a game right now. We've had 2 weeks of practice kind of banging against each other. We need to see somebody else in a different color.
With the personnel you bring back, will it be some new wrinkles thrown in, you know, playing to the personnel on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, it will. You know, we'll do a lot of the stuff we did last year. Last year was completely new to everybody what we did, but we're throwing more at them. Actually, right now, we probably have in more than we did last year at the end of the year just because of kids getting familiar with their positions, their calls, and also each other. Our strength in defense is definitely speed. We've been telling kids all the time, play fast, play fast. And when kids know where they're going, they seem to play faster. So our number one priority is just getting kids in position to make plays and knowing their calls.
You've got some freakish athletes in the linebacker secondary core. Let's start up front with the guys. And a lot of times, you know, it's going to be warm here. You're going to have three games in before school starts. You're playing through August now without a scrimmage week. You wonder the conditioning drills. When you get some of your big offensive linemen, you know, you like to play guys one way. What's the rotation looking like for guys up front?
Well, right now, Teddy Daler and Logan Stengel started D-tackles. Big David Teeb will be at the nose, and then guys like, you know, Jackson Michaels, maybe John Ike, you know, Troy Fisher here and there. Some of those guys, they'll rotate in, and, you know, if we can, you know, play with three or four, I'd like to do that, but I also know those guys all play on the offensive side, and we have to spell them. We do a lot of slanting, you know, blitzing on defense, which means those guys are more active than normal, so we got to keep those guys fresh, and I'm a big believer in keeping fresh linemen in there.
We've seen in years past when you've had outstanding defenses here wearing the red and black, you know, you go back to guys in that front like Scotty Sayre and Steve Doroff and Jesse Hillier, Jesse Zajac, you know, some of those premier down linemen for you. And if you mention a guy like David Skiba that can really just clog a middle for you, it all kind of starts from the inside out.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just worked with the D linemen today. I went over with Rushlow and Damon to talk to those guys. And, you know, it's kind of, unfortunately, it's like the offensive line for them. Those guys don't always get a ton of credit, but their job is to take on double team after double team. And, you know, there's a lot of time, you know, last year we had Austin Gall, Teddy and Bo Winter all have over six sacks in the year. Sometimes they don't always make the plays, but they have to take on multiple guys, get in gaps, and they do that. Well, you talk to our linebackers behind them, it frees up those guys, and we have some really good linebackers behind that are capable of making some great tackles.
You lose an all-state talent like a Robbie Skiba from a linebacker, even drifting back into the secondary when you needed him, I guess, a team like Cathedral or so, but you had him going almost kind of mano a mano with Brett Kapsner at times last year for team tackling. That's healthy competition to have back there.
Yeah, it is. I just talked to the kids today about it. I said it needs to be – I want it to be a competition. On a sweep, it should be who's going to get there first, our corner, our safety, or our linebackers, or our down linemen. And when you do that, it gets to be fun. You know, and we do. We have – I talked to the kids today, and I gave a lot of praise to our seniors last year. I said – the kids we had playing on defense last year were what I call lunch pail kids. They were going to bring it every single day. They weren't always the most vocal, but they brought it, and we need our kids this year to bring it. Looks good on paper when you got eight guys coming back, but there's no guaranteed result on paper. So we need to bring it, and we're really excited about the crew we have coming back.
We know that the Pioneers are going to score a lot of points. They've got a great, talented offense coming back, but is there anything more demoralizing for a takeaway, a pick six, like we saw Colton have down at Husky Stadium last year? I mean, a team that can just take the other team's heart away on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's huge. The old saying, and I, of course, on my end of the ball, I always believe defense wins championships, and we have the motto, they don't score, we can't lose. And the kids take pride in that. We actually started first day of camp. We told the kids every chance we had a turnover and didn't execute it, whether it was a pick, you know, a guy got a hand on the ball. If we didn't pick it off, the whole crew was doing six push-ups because that's 6 points that we might have left on the field. And they've kind of gotten that in practice. They're really starting to get after it. And, boy, if you can cause a turnover or block a punt, which we've done a pretty good job of the last couple of years, that is really, really deflating and a big momentum switch on the other end. And we're constantly hounding the kids at, and hopefully we can get better at it than we were last year.
With the – I don't know if you wouldn't call the progression of offensive schemes now, it's kind of the trickle down you see from the pros to the colleges to the high school levels, the spread offenses, you know, kind of the five outs, empty backfield, shotgun, pistol, whatever you want to call it. But that kind of prompted the defensive scheme change for the Pioneers last year. And now we've seen some new teams coming in. We'll open with Annandale. You're going to have a Melrose team that made a section final, a wide open Painesville offense, you know. When you look at new teams, you're familiar with former CMC teams, but are you looking ahead as, okay, there's just more of this, maybe with a little better talent coming at us, replacing the BBEs and the Kimball and those styles?
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, and we talked 2 years ago, Leo and I did, like, we need to make a change on defense. Not that we weren't playing good defense, but we need to make it have a defense where we can adjust to anything and everything, and we thought the 3-4 gave us the best chance, and more importantly, we got a lot of really good tacklers, linebackers, and D-backs coming up. And we got great linemen, but we don't have those in numbers. But the style of football has changed. When I first started coaching 14 years ago, it was mainly power football. You play a lot of 5-2, some six-man front. Heck, no, I swear 90% of the plays, it's spread. It's four wide, option, read option. And, yeah, we need to adjust on the go. And I really like this defense because – You know, some of the kids make their own calls and they can adjust on the go. A few years ago, if this would have got thrown at us, it had taken us a week to adjust to it. So we feel we can match up athlete to athlete, and it's going to be a great schedule for us. We're excited about it. Tough, tough schedule, but yet we think we have the kids capable of competing at a very high level.
I don't think anybody is going to be looking at Piers as a team that flies under the radar after what you did in the postseason last year. You're going to have a big target on your backs. Expectations are high. I think the kids themselves realize that the expectations that they may put on themselves are as high as what maybe the outside general public and media is putting on this team. But how do you kind of rein them in from listening, reading, you know, that, oh, Piers is going to be really good? They're going to have a lot of people telling them that.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing. You know, and fortunately, we've dealt with that, you know, for a few years or a few years back even. And it's kind of, put it this way, you want the kids to have confidence, but you can't quit, keep getting better. And we always, always hone them on. And Rick, this group has, I've never once got that vibe in practice from them. And we talk to them all the time. You got to get better, you got to get better. We were really young last year on all, you know, on both sides of the football, mixed in, you know, 6 to 7 seniors that had great years for us. But a lot of these kids had to step up in big positions and kind of use the phrase, ah, we're young, we're young. It's like, you're not young anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of you guys have wrestled for 4 years at varsity, played baseball for 2 years, football for 3 years. This is their crack. You know, it's very, very group of seniors followed by great underclassmen. But you got to keep them confident, but you also got to keep them working hard.
As the defensive coordinator, Dan Sayre, with us here, what has been the biggest concern for you here as this no scrimmage week leading up to the season opener with the new alignment?
Just no chance to look at film. You know, that's always the biggest thing I liked out of that scrimmage from Sartell and Albany. And we'd Saturday night sit at home and watch your, say, well, we got to work on this in defense. We got to change so-and-so stance. We're getting slow coming off the ball. Our blitzers aren't getting in the right gap. You know, we actually filmed a little bit of a practice the other day, and we put it on huddle just so we had a chance to see a few things which you picked up on, but just unfamiliarity. And the other thing is not knowing Annandale, which makes me a little nervous because who knows what they're going to throw at us.
As you open the season, you look at this 8-game schedule. You're going to have 3 games before school now, too. And, you know, high school football is such a big part of a school spirit type of thing. I mean, you're going to be looking at almost – halfway through your schedule when you walk through the school doors for that first day after Labor Day.
Yeah, that is going to be different. We actually just we talked about it, I think it was Monday or Tuesday after practice as coaches. You know, those kids like when they can wear their jerseys around on Fridays and, you know, somebody else putting on their away jersey or whatnot. It's, kids like that. It's kids are, and Lee always said it, you wear your game uniform around, everybody in town knows you're on the football team, and there's a lot of pride in this community with sports, and especially a sport like football, but it's going to be different. One game before school is kind of the norm, and I thought, now we got two, well, heck, we got 3 games now. So, you know, hopefully the 3 games in isn't close to the halfway point for the whole season on us, but it definitely is halfway through the regular season. It's going to be a little adjustment for everybody.
Well, Coach Dan Sayre, defensive coordinator with the Pioneers, thanks for joining us here on the preseason preview.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, we'll be back with more after this. You Are There Sports.
And we are back here, and we want to thank Coaches Polkamp and Sayre for joining us here on this 2015 Pioneers preseason preview show. And again, if you want to listen to every Pioneer game all fall long, and we're going to have a ton of volleyball as well this fall. Every football game, we're going to have basketball, boys and girls, wrestling, obviously baseball, softball in the spring, in Victory League ball. So it really, the place to go, the true home for Pioneer Sports is You Are Their Sports. You can like that page on Facebook, the You Are Their Sports Facebook page. We'll have you updated, all kinds of information there, schedule changes, all kinds of fun stuff on that. So if you're on Facebook, You Are Their Sports Facebook, check that out. If you're on Twitter, you know, boy, whoever thought we'd be talking about Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, but here we are in this day and age. We're on Twitter. It's you, the letter U, the letter R, and then Their Sports. So You Are Their Sports on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, you know how to search for people on Twitter. It's the @ symbol or the ampersand, You Are Their Sports. And We'll have all kinds of fun stuff going on there, maybe some contests, some giveaways, that type of thing, if you want to follow us on Twitter as well. But Saturday's game, still iffy as far as a game time. Originally scheduled for 7. There's some severe weather. A lot of games around the state are already being shuffled around, moved up in the day. We have not heard anything definitive as of this time on a change of kickoff time. Right now it's 7 o'clock Saturday night, Piers and Annandale in the season opener for 2015 high school football. The Pioneers go to Maple Lake in week 2, and then week 3, they're back at home against Melrose, and then it's Labor Day weekend. School starts the following Tuesday, and then everybody gets into their normal routine, and all the activities are well underway with volleyball, cross country, girls tennis, and obviously football and volleyball as well. So it's always a fun time of year to get things rolling again, and here we are ready to crank up another exciting high school season. And the place to be, the place to follow the Piers Pioneers is You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening, everyone. Here, hope you enjoyed the 2015 Piers Pioneer preseason preview show. Pioneer Sports all season long, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, your agent Dave Fisher, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design, and the Clothesline. Let's have a great fall, students, athletes, fans, and family. Go Pioneers on You Are There Sports.